Sunday night's heat practice is almost over. Jerry Harris, who's a student at Capel Middle School East, may be more committed to this sport than anything he's ever done.
It pretty much means everything. Like, if I go about 3 days without playing, I'll get the jitters, I'll start bouncing a ball inside the house. I'll get in trouble because I'm bouncing the ball so much, because my mom thinks it's annoying to hear the pounding of a ball all day, every day.
Still, that's okay with mom. Susan Evans, who works with special needs children in the Carrollton Farmers Branch Schools, says basketball keeps Jerry busy and he loves it. Plus, this Christian ball club
stresses the importance of faith, doing well in school, behaving well, setting goals for yourself, and being an all-around good citizen, son, player, everything.
Evan shares custody of Jerry with her ex, a paramedic who lives nearby. And what got the boy through the divorce? You guessed it. Basketball.
It's kind of my way out. Like, I know when my parents divorced, I used basketball kind of as a way out, because not only could I dribble the ball to get some of the anger out, I could shoot. And when I made a shot, like if it was a swish, that just made me feel a whole lot better about our situation. And even nowadays, I'm over the divorce, but still, when you hear that swish of the ball, it just makes you feel good.
What makes Jerry's mom feel good is not only how he performs on the court, but how he performs in the classroom. Early on, she planted the idea that college was pretty much expected, just as it was for her.
Both my parents are college graduates, and it wasn't an option not to go to college. So we had to do well in school, and we had to go to college.
Even as early as sixth grade, Jerry started a college portfolio to find good academic and basketball schools with scholarship potential. That's a tribute to his mom, says Professor Cheryl English.
And so children have to know, my parents expect for me to go to college.
English works in Southern Methodist University's education department. She's also been a teacher and administrator at a Dallas private school that targets minority and at-risk kids. And she says what sets many achieving kids apart is that push, whether from a parent, another relative, or even a friend in the community, or from church.
Which means that now I have to do well in school. So I'm going to school every day, I'm studying, I'm doing my homework. My parents are supporting me in this process.
Sure, Jerry's a mostly A student in a top-notch school in a strong district, but his success has not been automatic or easy. A few years back, his mom, the special education expert, noticed he was having problems with his writing, so she had him tested. Now, thanks to her involvement, he gets help with a learning disability called dysgraphia.
My handwriting's always been really bad and sloppy and all over the page. Like, let's say I'm writing a story, I'll skip a whole paragraph that I meant to put in there and I knew that I was supposed to put in there. It's just my brain will clear it out and I'll just keep moving on without even realizing it. And it's just like a short circuit from my brain to my hand.
Jerry's doing well so far in class and on the court. But he's learning that to keep up the pace of improvement, it takes a lot of time managing the basics. That means writing a paragraph, then proofreading and rewriting it, then doing it again to make sure all his thoughts are on paper. Not all that different from delivering the perfect pass or taking the best shot. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.